Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. My name is Kyle Comas. Mr. Action Junkie does have the night off. Great to be back here with you all once again to talk some college basketball. One thing I absolutely love doing, if you're looking for some of my plays when I'm not hosting the show, you can find that on my Twitter/X timeline at CodaCapperKyle. I, like Mr. Action Junkie, am going to have a play on every single March Madness game from here on out. And I did from the round of 64 all the way through. So I'm going to continue to do that. So I'll be sure to mention those on the blog, on my newsletter, and on my Twitter timeline. I also, with the MLB starting up soon, I'm going to have a lot of plays on that with just the MLB season going around. So be sure to stay tuned for that. But enough about me. Let's get into recapping Mr. Action Junkie's card for Tuesday, March 26th. He went 2-2 on the day. So let's look at the card. His first game, he had Indiana State -3 against Cincinnati. This was a sweat for Mr. Action Junkie. This is a back and forth game that had momentum swings vary throughout the game, and there were some clutch shots made at the end, but ultimately, luckily for him, Indiana State went on to win 85-81, and the -3 for Indiana State, it does cover. So very nice cover there. He had Georgia +8.5 at Ohio State. This is a great look for Mr. Action Junkie. A great look. The Bulldogs had a double-digit lead at one point in this game against Ohio State, although they did give it up. They did end up pulling away. Georgia goes on to win 79-77, and that +8.5, it cashes with ease. Now his other two games, his two losses, he had High Point -2.5 against Arkansas State. This is a pretty bad beat for Mr. Action Junkie. In fact, a really bad beat. High Point was covering this number pretty much the entire game. However, Arkansas State made a layup with 12 seconds to go to get it within one. They foul the High Point player, and he misses both free throws. Arkansas State ended up missing the game winner, so High Point does win the game 81-80, but the -2.5, it does not cover. His final game, he had Fairfield +6 against Seattle. This bet looked pretty promising going into halftime. Fairfield was only down by 4 at halftime. However, it was all Seattle in the second half as they outscored Fairfield by 13 in the second half to go on to win the game 75-58, and the +6 for Fairfield does not cover. So a 2-2 day for Mr. Action Junkie, as he would say, not good, but not great. So not great, but not bad, I guess I should say. It's pretty late in the evening, so bear with me here, folks. But you know what? That doesn't matter. We got a great card ahead of you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my top four best plays for the only four college basketball games this tonight. And then I'm going to give you my four best plays for those Sweet 16. So I'm going to do 8 total plays for you. Right now, we're still waiting on a line for the CBI championship game. If I can find that line before the show is done, I will be sure to say what I'm going to my play on that. But if I do not get the line by the time the show is done, I will add that to the show notes. So just a note for you there. But as always, my trivia question for you is just something to think about. There have been 2 teams in NCAA history that have been a 7 seed or lower and have gone on to win the big dance. Can you name those two? And I'll give you a hint. One of them happened in the 80s and one of them happened in the 2010s. And I'll also give you this hint. One was a 7 seed and one was an 8 seed. So who are the two? I guess it would be highest, I guess. 2 highest seeds to go on and win the NCAA tournament. So I'll let you think about that. So let's get to my card for March 27th. Again, we got 2 NIT games. We have the CBI championship and we have the CIT championship going on tonight. So I'm going to have a play for all 4 of those games. Again, waiting on the CBI championship game. If I do get that line, I'll be sure to say it here. But let's start with the NIT. Let's go to the first game in the NIT. I like Seton Hall -4.5 against UNLV. The Pirates have been on an absolute tear to end the year. They've won 4 out of their last 5 games. And they got absolutely hosed out of the NCAA tournament. They, unlike other schools in the Big East, decided that they wanted to play it out in the NIT and just see how it goes. They narrowly defeated St. Joe's in the opening round of the NIT, but they just recently had a very, very solid win against a very talented North Texas team, an underrated North Texas team that they beat by 14. The Pirates, they defeat teams on the glass. They out-rebound their opponents by an average of 5 rebounds per game. They get 37.5 rebounds per game, and they only give up 32.5 rebounds per game. They're playing a UNLV team that is very poor on the glass. They're only getting about 32.5 rebounds per game, which is one of the worst in college basketball. And the battle of the glass is what's going to dictate this game. And I think the Pirates have a lot more to prove than the Rebels. And I think they got a bigger chip on their shoulder. Give me Seton Hall -4.5 against UNLV. Next up, let's go to the other NIT game. I like VCU +6.5 against Utah. Like Seton Hall, VCU has a lot to prove. They have won 4 out of their last 5 games. They were eliminated in the A-10 tournament by the eventual winner, Duquesne. So they're out to prove that the A-10 is a solid conference, and they can do a lot against a very talented Utah team. VCU is a team that dominates teams defensively. They're allowing only 66.5 points per game, which is 28th in college basketball. This is a gritty team, and they don't allow anything easy in the paint. They're averaging 4.4 blocks per game, which is 53rd in college basketball. And although Utah is a very talented team, this defense for VCU is going to be very solid. It's going to keep it close. I wouldn't be surprised if they went outright. I think Utah still will win this game, but 6.5 is just too many points. Give me VCU +6.5 against Utah. Next up, let's go to the CIT, if you're not sure what that is, the collegeinsider.com tournament championship. I like Norfolk State +1.5 against Purdue Fort Wayne. Norfolk State, I thought personally, was the best team in the MEAC this year. They ended up losing to Howard, and Howard represented the MEAC in the Big Dance. But I think they got a lot to prove once again. Now they're in the CIT championship. They've been quietly one of the best defenses in the country. They've allowed only 68.7 points per game, which is 66th in all of college basketball. And they're allowing their opponents to shoot only 42% from the field, which is 58th in college basketball. They're a solid, gritty defense that just really doesn't make anything easy on their opponents. Although Purdue Fort Wayne is very, very solid offensively, they haven't seen a defense quite like this season. And I'll take a solid defense to win this CIT tournament. So give me Norfolk State +1.5 against Purdue Fort Wayne. And again, I'm still waiting on the line for the CBI championship game. Once I get that line again, if it's at the end of the show, I'll tell you what my play is going to be. But otherwise, if I don't tell you what my play is going to be, I will add that to the show notes. So just a note there. But let's get into my four favorite bets for the Sweet 16. Please do know I'm going to make a play on every game. Just remember that. But anything that I don't say tonight, it will be on the newsletter, the blog, and on my Twitter timeline. With that being said, let's get to my four favorite plays for Sweet 16. Let's start with UConn -11 against San Diego State. I dare you folks to tell me if there's a team playing better basketball right now than UConn. I cannot think of any. And I think they're just playing the absolute best basketball. They've won 9 of their last 10 games, and they've won by double digits in 8 of those 9 wins. They simply do it all on both ends of the court. They score 81.6 points per game, which is 17th in college basketball. They haul in 38.7 rebounds per game, which is 35th in college basketball. And they're allowing only 63.9 points per game defensively, which is 8th in college basketball. They are dangerous on both ends of the court, and they have so many different weapons offensively. I can name you every single starter and quite a few guys off the bench. Until they prove to me otherwise, the move is just to continue to bet them against the spread, and that's exactly what I'm going to do here. Give me UConn -11 against San Diego State. Next up, let's go to NC State +6.5 against Marquette. If you want to talk about a surprising team that's been on an absolute heater lately, NC State is the way to go. They're not necessarily a Cinderella per se. I know they won the ACC tournament, but going into the tournament, nobody saw that coming. So I guess in a way they're a Cinderella within the ACC. So they're making a Cinderella run technically right now as an 11 seed, but anywho, they've won their last 7 games. They've covered in 5 of those games. The other 2 games they did not cover, they missed covering by half a point. So very, very solid against the spread. And so far, money line this year. They played really good basketball. Yes, I'm well aware Marquette is a talented team. They have one of the most talented players in the country in Tyler Kolek. But I think the Wolfpack's hot streak, it will keep this contest close. They may win outright, but I definitely do think they cover this number. So give me NC State +6.5 against Marquette.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up, let's go with Purdue, -5.5 against Gonzaga. So far we've talked about a team that's playing the absolute best basketball right now in UConn. We have a team that's really, really hot right now in NC State. Now let's talk about a team that's out for revenge in Purdue. You can't tell me for a second that Purdue doesn't think about the tournament last year and with their loss to Fairleigh Dickinson. They played some really good basketball so far in March Madness, winning by 28 and 39 points in their last two games. Zach Edey, I mean, what more can you say about him? He's playing absolutely phenomenal ball right now. He deserves the Naismith again this year to become a back-to-back winner. But those guards for Purdue, they're helping a ton too. They're shooting an NCAA best with a, get this, 40.9% three-point percentage. I mean, unbelievable from behind the arc this year. This is a team that is out for a vengeance. They need a big win against Gonzaga to catapult them with their momentum and their title hopes. And I think they're not only going to win here, but I think they're going to win big here against Gonzaga. Give me Purdue -5.5 against Gonzaga. Final game that I really like for the Sweet 16, I like Creighton +3 against Tennessee. Let's talk about a team that I've been high on about as any team in the country in Creighton. This is one of the three teams this year to not only beat UConn, but they beat them and pumped the brakes off them. They beat them by 22 points this year, this Creighton team did. This is one of the most dangerous teams in the country offensively, as they have three starters averaging 17 points per game or greater in guard Baylor Shireman, who's averaging 18.3 points per game. Guard Trey Alexander is averaging 17.7 points per game. And center Ryan Kalkbrenner is averaging 17.4 points per game. This is a dangerous team with so many weapons offensively. Although I make this play, I still can't say enough how much I like Tennessee. I like Dalton Connect. I like their offense and their defense. I think that's a very sound, talented team. However, I think an upset happens here because I think Creighton is going to make a run to the Elite Eight and maybe surprise some people, go to the Final Four here. So give me Creighton +3 against Tennessee. No CBI line, so I'll give you guys that play whenever that line goes out, what I'm going with. But to recap the card for the games Wednesday, I like Seton Hall -4.5 against UNLV. I like VCU +6.5 against Utah. And I like Norfolk State +1.5 against Purdue Fort Wayne. For my Sweet 16 plays I really like, I like UConn -11 against San Diego State. I like NC State +6.5 against Marquette. I like Purdue -5.5 against Gonzaga. And finally, I like Creighton +3 against Tennessee. The trivia question for you guys, again, I asked you, two teams that made the NCAA tournament as a 7 seed or higher and have gone on to win the big dance. Can you name those two? The answer is Villanova in 1985 as an 8 seed and UConn in 2014 as a 7 seed. Well, once again, thank you guys for having me on. Thank you for listening to me as Mr. Action Junkie had the night off today. And as always, enjoy the games, manage that bankroll, don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.